Yeah, dude.
6:38. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
So you probably heard recently about Kanye saying that he was going to run for president.
Come on.
Did you hear that?
Right? Yeah, I knew it. Back in the day he was saying he was going to do it. I just didn't really think he was.
Well, apparently it's making quite the buzz on there because even people like Ozzy Osbourne are having a little fun with it. Ozzy hasn't thrown his hat officially into the presidential race like Kanye says he's doing, but he launched a line of Ozzy for President merchandise. In a short clip promoting the line, quotes from Ozzy appear saying, "Out of everything I've lost, I miss my mind the most. It could be worse. I could be Sting. maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate." Obviously quoting a song there. But among the items available are T-shirt, hoodies, lithographs, bumper stickers, and buttons. They're available at Ozzy's online store. Could you imagine Ozzy Osbourne as president of the United States?
You know, I guess anything can happen now. Here's the thing. Here's how I feel. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Because there's one side of me saying, dude, we're talking about the president of the United States here. This is kind of a serious deal, and like people are taking it really lightly like that. Like Kanye, like, Come on. You know, I get it. Ozzy's just kind of poking fun. I don't think he's being serious. But at the same time, it's like, come on, guys. Come on.
To be fair, though, we have a guy in the office right now that has no political background.
That's very true.
He won. With Trump winning, it literally means that anybody, if they got enough money and popularity out there, or at least are well known enough, they could win the election. You always joke about Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. I bet you he would do very well in the overall race.
And I'm not the only one. I think that's a thing. Like, people are really trying to get this guy to run. I can't sit here and pretend like, yeah, I know all the details on what it entails to be a president of the United States. Like, I have no idea. I have no idea what kind of knowledge it's. I don't know.
Who's in office right now, it's pretty wide open.
Doesn't Trump look like a president, though? Like he can look at the guy and be like, all right, yeah, he kind of looks like he belongs on a bill somewhere.
Mostly because we've had nothing other than Obama. Every single president we've had has been an old white guy.
That's true.
So it's easy. It's kind of a very easy mold to fill.
Even Obama, though, you can look at Obama and be like, okay.
Well, he was presidential.
He's very articulate. He's very smart. Well,
you saying Ozzy doesn't look presidential?
Not really. What's his dollar bill going to look like? Him and a bat?
He's got a bat on one side, a headless bat on one side, and then Ozzy on the other side.
You know, you got Mount Rushmore with Ozzy up there biting the head off a bat.
I love it. I love it, man.
You're like, Kanye, come on. Just look at Kanye. There's like, the guy just looks like he's confused all the time. You know, it's like you ask him a question.
I think that can be said about some presidents we've had before.
That's very true. Damn it. You're right.
It's anybody's ball game at this point, Hunter. It's anybody's ball game.
Yeah. If you could choose, if you're like, all right, Brock, we're just going to lean on you. You get to choose the president for the next 4 years. And they're like, it can't be Aaron Rodgers.
All right. So I got to go to my second choice. Can he at least be VP? Can he
be VP? Okay, he'll be he'd be the first lady.
You son of a bitch! You know what?
Yes,
you bastard! You bastard! Anyway, I don't know who I'd pick. Maybe Betty White or something like that.
Yeah. See,
she'd probably die in office though.
I still think with The Rock.
Yeah, he'd be good. He'd be good.
You just don't F with America.
Ric
We're gonna
Flair.
Send The Rock. Oh. He'd be wooing other countries, dude, the whole time. Woo!
Ask not what your country can do for you. Woo! Ask not what your country can do for woo. Ask what woo can do for your country.
It's pretty funny.
All
it's
right.
Pretty good.
Anyway, there you go. Ozzy, maybe be our president. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
I'm going to be honest. There was hardly anything. So I'll give you one, but then I'll give you the real one. 1978 Exiles' Kiss You All Over was released. I wanna kiss you all over and over and again. I wanna kiss you all over. Dun, dun, dun. Till the night closes in.
Till the night closes in.
Terry. You don't want breakfast? No, really, though, I had to get that one out there because it's a joke. On this day in rock history, 1972, The Who's Joined Together was officially released in the U.S. Great song, band. The Who? Exactly. Who's on first? Who's on? That's your rock news and rock history. We'll be back. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Sorry, I was kissing the microphone.
Yeah, you're too busy licking the microphone.